Elliot? Raquel called, her voice quavering just slightly. Can you please come here? Elliot, her son, walked up the stairs with a bit of hesitation. He knew that tone, and it generally only came up when his mother wanted to give him a talking to. Still, there was something else about her voice that made his heart flutter. It was getting more difficult by the day to live with her. The first reason for this was that she always seemed to be finding small things to nitpick him about, usually some perceived moral failing of his. As Elliot finished entering the room, he was forcefully reminded of the second reason. Raquel had her light blonde hair up in a messy ponytail and was dressed in well-fitted if simple jeans and a plain orange shirt, her typical cleaning outfit. She was among the most sexy women Elliot had ever seen. Even in such typical clothing, Raquel's curves could not be hidden, and to her son, they were anything but matronly. Raquel's ass filled out her jeans, and her breasts pushed out at the plain cotton of her shirt. He knew that she most likely wore plain white panties and a utilitarian wired bra under her outfit from having caught glances of her getting dressed and undressed during the day. Even then, the bra could not completely hide her large nipples. Elliot caught himself staring and knew that he was going to be hard very quickly, unless he focused on something else. Fortunately, his mother's blue eyes burning into him drew his attention back into the present.
What is it, Mom?
It was clear that his mother had been cleaning in his room. She did keep most of the house in perfect condition, but Elliot didn't want to give her any excuse to violate his limited privacy. He swept and cleaned his room, but that didn't always deter Raquel from snooping. Explain this, young man, Raquel said, her voice tense and upset.
Oh, fuck, Elliot thought.
He had either left his computer unlocked, or his mother had guessed his password. It didn't matter in any case, because he had been stupid enough to leave up the last thing he had been looking at. Pornhub. And even more embarrassingly, it had been to a specific favorite video of his. Busty MILF rewards stepson's good grades.
Ugh, Elliot said, defeated. I was looking at porn, Mom.
That much is clear. Were you masturbating?
Jesus, Mom!
Don't take the Lord's name in vain and don't talk back. Just answer the question. Now.
Yes, Mom. I was watching the video and masturbating.
The whole thing was humiliating to Elliot, but what made it even worse was that the MILF in question, at least on a superficial level, resembled his own mother. There was no way whatsoever that she could have missed it. Thankfully, she did not mention it. Raquel huffed, as if this was the worst possible thing she could have found. Elliot loved his mother and knew that she loved him as well, but her expectations, especially recently, had been unrealistic. He was willing to go to church, to help out around the house, and he honestly enjoyed talking to his mother, especially as his father tended to treat both his son and wife with a great deal of coldness recently. However, asking him not to look at porn... Well, it ends now, young man. I know that you need the internet connection to do your homework, but from now on, you leave your system unlocked, and you never delete your browser cache. Otherwise, I will have to assume the worst and have a talk with your father. Elliot winced. He did not want his father involved in any of this. Despite being a reverend at the local non-denominational church, Elliot knew that his father regularly looked at porn himself, having helped with repairing the laptop. Usually some kind of strange, naughty grandmother sites. That didn't matter, however. Elliot feared that his father was likely to kick him out, if only to preserve the appearance of righteousness. He could be kind, but he could also be unforgiving and difficult to read.
All right, Elliot said.
His mother nodded, curtly, and turned to leave his room. She was severe, but she didn't stay angry for long. Elliot reasoned that things could have been worse. He could live without pornography, after all. He had an imagination. It wasn't like his mother had banned. And no more masturbation, either. It's a sin, and I won't have it under my roof. I'll be checking, and believe me, young man, I know the signs. Then, ignoring Elliot's open-mouthed reaction, she left his room and shut the door behind her firmly. He wondered if any of his friends would let him move in with them when he was inevitably kicked out.
I don't know, Margaret, Raquel said. I feel like I was overly harsh. You know that in my youth I was a bit wild. I'm not proud of it, but I know how young people's hormones can be.
Margaret nodded sympathetically. Raquel again thanked her lucky stars that she ended up getting along so well with her mother-in-law. So many of her friends had ended up seeming to always be in conflict with their husbands' mothers. Margaret, however, not only approved of Raquel, but also understood that Todd, her own son, could, at times, be a very difficult man. Of course, Margaret also loved and spoiled her grandson as well.
Raquel, Margaret said calmly, I do understand why you wouldn't want Elliot to look at porn. It can show so many unfortunate things, especially to a young man, and create such terrible expectations, but boys and girls both need some degree of release. Perhaps turning a blind eye would be best in this case.
How can I do that? Just last week, Todd was preaching about the evils of masturbation, especially when boys did it. It was a waste of holy seed. It seemed a bit odd to me at the time, but if what he says is correct, then I would be a terrible hypocrite to allow our son to jerk off.
Margaret looked at her daughter-in-law's blue eyes and saw a combination of fear and anxiety.
Raquel had, indeed, had a bit of a wild streak in high school and college, but she had taken her return to faith very seriously. She saw herself as an important role model within her husband's congregation and seemed to always be anxious for the state of her son's soul. Unfortunately, she also became a bit too uptight in general. Todd probably wasn't having enough sex with her, perhaps even withholding sex from her on purpose. Margaret, understanding both her grandson and son better than Raquel did, decided that it was time to take a risk.
Well, you have a point, Raquel, but Elliot will find this to be impossible. He will need to masturbate or find a young woman to engage in intercourse with.
Raquel's eyes grew wide with shock, and then anger, and, just for a second, jealousy. Margaret suppressed a smile. Her son had most definitely selected an appropriate wife in Raquel. Raquel, however, was too panicked to notice her mother-in-law's reaction. Thoughts of her own youthful escapades with her friends Gina and Linda ran through her head. The things they had done seemed harmless and fun at the times, but now she felt differently. She had already endangered her own soul, and she feared that her own son would suffer for her sins as well.
I can't let my son have premarital sex, Raquel said. And he's much too young to be married. He's barely more than a boy.
Margaret did not remind Raquel that her son was very much 18 and an adult in the eyes of the law. Nor did she remark that Elliot was a fit and handsome young man. Raquel knew these things well, but had to accept them for herself.
Well, Margaret said, drawing things out with a bit of false reticence. There is another way, but no, you wouldn't be interested. I'm desperate, Margaret. Desperate enough to commit a lesser sin to prevent your son from committing a much greater one?
Raquel stopped and swallowed, feeling her mouth go dry. She didn't know what was being proposed, but she knew that it would be serious. Still, if one had to choose between lesser and greater sin...
Margaret, I'll try anything if it protects my son. You understand that, right?
Margaret smiled. She did understand Raquel's motherly protective urges, as well as her more lecherous ones.